Fitton, FBI covered up potential violations of law by Hillary Clinton. By Tom Fitton on February 19, 2019. As the slow-motion coup against President Trump takes place, let's not forget that at its heart is the deep state's desire to protect Hillary Clinton from the consequences of her illicit behavior. Now we have more evidence of their cover-up. Judicial Watch just received 186 pages of records from the Department of Justice that include emails documenting an evident cover-up of a chart of potential violations of law by former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Judicial Watch obtained the records through a January 2018 Freedom of Information Act (FOIA) lawsuit they filed after the DOJ failed to respond to a December 4, 2017 FOIA request, Judicial Watch v. U.S. Department of Justice, No. 1:18CV00154. Judicial Watch is seeking all communications between FBI official Peter Strzok and FBI attorney Lisa Page. The new emails came in response to a May 21 order by U.S. District Judge Reggie B. Walton to the FBI to begin processing 13,000 pages of records exchanged exclusively between Strzok and Page between February 1, 2015, and December 2017. The FBI may not complete review and production of all the Strzok Page communications until at least 2020. 3 days after then-FBI Director James Comey's press conference announcing that he would not recommend the prosecution of Mrs. Clinton, a July 8, 2016, email chain shows that the special counsel to the FBI's executive assistant director in charge of the National Security Branch, whose name is redacted, wrote to Strzok and others that he was producing a chart of the statutory violations considered during the investigation of Clinton's server, and the reasons for the recommendation not to prosecute. Redacted writes, "I'm still working on an additional page for these TPs that consist of a chart of the statutory violations considered during the investigation and the reasons for the recommendation not to prosecute, hopefully in non-lawyer-friendly terms." Strzok forwards to Page, Jonathan Moffa and others, "I have redlined some points. Broadly, I have some concerns about asking some our sick, senior field folks to get into the business of briefing this case, particularly when we have the D's, Comey's, statement as a kind of standalone document. In my opinion, there's too much nuance, detail, and potential for missteps. But I get they may likely be asked for comment." Redacted writes to Strzok, Page and others, "The DD, Andrew McCabe, will need to approve these before they are pushed out to anyone. At the end of last week, he wasn't inclined to send them to anyone. But, it's great to have them on the shelf in case they're needed." Page replies, "Yes, agree that this is not a good idea. Neither these talking points nor the chart of potential violations committed by Clinton and her associates has been released." On May 15, 2016, James Rubitsky, former chief of staff to Comey, sends FBI General Counsel James Baker, Bill Priestap, former assistant director of the FBI's counterintelligence division, McCabe, Page, and others an email with the subject line request from the director. Rubitsky writes, "By NLT, no later than next Monday, the director would like to see a list of all cases charged in the last 20 years where the gravamen of the charge was mishandling classified information. It should be in chart form with 1. Case name, 2. A short summary for content, 3. Charges brought, and 4. Charge of conviction. If need be, we can get it from NSD, National Security Division, and let them know that the director asked for this personally. Please let me know who can take the lead on this. Thanks. Jim." Page forwards to Strzok, FISA, "For your situational awareness." Strzok replies to Page, "I'll take the lead, of course, sounds like an espionage section question. Or do you think OGC, Office of the General Counsel, should?" And the more reason for us to get feedback to Rubitsky, as we all identified this as an issue/question over a week ago. Page replies, "I was going to reply to Jim Rubitsky and tell him I can talk sick to you about this already. Do you want me to?" A July 22, 2016, email exchange among Strzok, Page, Moffa and other unidentified FBI and DOJ officials shows that Beth Wilkinson, an attorney for several top Clinton aides during the server investigation, wanted a conference call with the DOJ/F.B.I. and that she was haranguing the FBI/D.O.J. about the return of laptops in the FBI's possession. A Wilkinson Walsh attorney, emails, redacted, FBI National Security Division officials. We wanted to follow up on our conversation from a few days ago. We would like to schedule a time to speak with both you and, redacted, early next week. Is there a time on Monday or Tuesday that could work on your end? Redacted, FBI National Security Division official emails, see below. I am flexible on Monday and Tuesday. Redacted, can chime in with her availability. It is my understanding that Toskas, George Toskas, who helped lead mid-year exam, may have called over to Jim or Tricia, former Principal Deputy General Counsel Tricia Anderson, regarding some high-level participation for at least the first few such calls. I'm happy to discuss further but wanted to send you this so you could raise within the OGC, Office of the General Counsel, and give me a sense of scheduling options. I am around if you want to talk. Redacted, FBI Office of the General Counsel writes. More, I guess this is, redacted's, rationale for why we need to have the GC on the call to discuss the fact that we will be following all of our legal obligations and FBI policies/procedures with regard to the disposition of the materials in this case. Strzok writes, you're perfectly competent to speak to the legal obligations and FBI policy/procedures. We should not be treating opposing counsel this way. We would not in any other case. A July 22, 2016, email exchange initiated by an email from Strzok to redacted, within the Justice Department's National Security Division. NSD, Strzok asks the NSD official if he'd like to add anything to the agenda of a meeting to occur 3 days later between FBI and DOJ attorneys. Redacted, NSD official responds, we'd like to see what you have on your agenda so we could see what we might want to add on our end. I will mention too, redacted. Also interested in understanding FBI OGC's analysis of the privilege and ethics issues we are facing. Strzok forwards to Page, pretty non-responsive. Page responds, why provide them an agenda? I wouldn't do that until you have a sense of how Andy, McCabe, wants to go. So no. We'll talk about what we're going to talk about and then they can talk about what they want to talk about. Also, seriously Pete. F him. OGC needs to provide an analysis? We haven't done one. But they seem to be categorical that it's just impossible, I'd just like to know why. And now I'm angry before bed again. Total indulgence, there's a TV in here. Here's hoping I can find something to sufficiently melt my brain? Strzok replies, because I want to make this productive. Why not provide them an agenda? We all talk about what we want to talk about and that's a waste of time. They haven't done one either, legal analysis. Assume noble intent. How do we maximize this use of time? Page writes, I'm ignoring all this and going to bed. Strzok and Page were discussing a meeting that the Justice Department and FBI were about to have concerning, among other things, privilege and ethics issues we are facing. Strzok writes, we're looking into it and we'll get back to you this afternoon. The answer may require some tweaking, the question is whether this is the forum to do it. The email is addressed to FBI Intelligence Analyst Maffa, Rybitsky, Michael Corton, FBI Assistant Director for Public Affairs, now retired, Lisa Page and others. Strzok's suggested press response is fully redacted, but included is his deferral to the seventh floor as to whether to release to this reporter or in another manner. When asked should we provide any additional information to factcheck.org or would any updates more appropriately be give, sick, directly to Congress. Strzok defers to Jim/Lisa, Page, and, redacted. In response to a March 29, 2016, article in The Hill, forwarded by Strzok to Page, reporting that Judge Royce Lamberth ordered limited discovery for Judicial Watch in its lawsuit against the State Department for Clinton's emails related to the Benghazi attack, and thus opening Clinton up to possible depositions by Judicial Watch, Page responds simply, oh boy. What this all means, Judicial Watch have caught the FBI in another cover-up to protect Hillary Clinton. These records show that the FBI is hiding a chart detailing possible violations of law by Hillary Clinton and the supposed reasons she was not prosecuted. Let us hope our new Attorney General is paying attention.